Yet would the community affairs now come to order and please call the roll?
Senator Simpson.
Here.
Senator Brandis.
Here.
Senator Brusso.
Here.
Senator Bradley. Senator Dean. Senator Diaz de la Portilla.
Here.
Senator Hudson.
Here.
Senator Thompson.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. Okay, the first tab we're going to is tab 2, Senate Bill 416 by Senator Flores. Senator Flores, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, for bringing this bill up in such a timely manner. Members and Mr. Chair, if it's okay with you, I'd like to speak briefly on the bill as it currently stands and then take up a strike all amendment that Senator Brandis has offered. Members, so Section 1 of the bill clarifies the boundaries of a right-of-way. It removes existing ambiguity to make clear what a local government right-of-way is. There was a recent second DCA court case, an opinion, that concluded that a city, in this case the city of Cape Coral, could expand its right-of-way to include an easement, and that city took over that property right, that easement, that property right, without compensation. This bill clarifies existing law to ensure that the property rights, whether it be held by a private individual or a utility or whoever it is, that those rights are protected. The next major section of the bill clarifies who pays for the relocation of utility infrastructure located in a right-of-way based on if that relocation is required due to a road-related project or not. Senator Brandis's amendment will remove that section, and I believe that's the section that has received the most consternation. So the last part of the bill addresses the responsibility for the cost of relocating utility facilities in an easement. The bill clarifies and reestablishes that if a local government requests that a utility relocate infrastructure in an easement, that the local government bears the cost. That is the way that I can go through more in details, but I think everyone's okay with the bill now, but I'm happy to answer any questions. So that is basically the bill as it stands now, and we do have an amendment by Senator Brandis.
Thank you. Are there any questions at this time? Perfect. Senator Hudson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd be happy to ask after we amend it, whatever suits you best. But the question is to the bill sponsor.
Thank you. No, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess if I heard you correctly, for a long time we have lived under a set of law and standards, and a judge from the DCA has now maybe painted too broad of a brushstroke. And what this bill would do is put us – what your attempt is to try to put us back into the current standards that we were before the judge. And although that process is obviously going through, we're trying to limit the damages that may have happened with that implication. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And I'd like to just expand on that for a minute and say that this was so this is the law of the land now in the second DCA, but the rest of the state is operating under decades-long procedure and decades-long law of you know, who it is that pays for relocation. So this is a one court case in one part of the state, and so we're seeking to clarify this and make it clear for the rest of the state as well.
Thank you. Any other questions? At this time, we do have an amendment, Amendment 505366 by Senator Brandis. You're recognized to explain the delete all.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I think the problem with this bill last year was clearly the sponsor. and so I'm glad that we have a new sponsor for this bill. This amendment is an effort to compromise. If this amendment is adopted, it will focus extensively on the Cape Coral Court decision from 2 years ago concerning easements. That's the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, do we have speaker cards on the amendment? Gil Zeifer with the City of Tallahassee, you're recognized.
Thank you very much. It's not often that Z gets to go first, so I appreciate this very much. Senators, my name is Gil Ziffer. I'm a Tallahassee City Commissioner. I have been for 6 years. I recently elected to be second VP of the Florida League of Cities, who I'm really here representing today, the over 400 cities in the state of Florida that are members of the league. I want to thank you for your work thus far, Senator Flores. Thank you very much, Senator Brandis, for the amendment. Clearly, we are in support of what you've done to this point. It clarifies something that's important to us, which is our ability to continue to do things as they have been for so many years. We still have a little more issues, but I do want to say that I'm supportive of the amendment. I think the taxpayers will appreciate what you've done. I know my colleagues around the state will appreciate what you've done. And as I said, the easements are still a concern, but what you've done I think is going to be very helpful to us. So I want to thank you for your time and thank you for your effort. And if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. I will tell you, we're in a unique position here in Tallahassee because we own our own utility, and but we do have obviously cell and phone and other services that would impact us. So we would clearly like to see this amendment pass.
Thank you. I'm Senator Brandis. You're recognized.
I just wanted to comment. If I get an award for this amendment, it's going to hurt my reputation. So please
yeah,
no awards.
I tell you
thank
what,
you.
For your support, we can make sure that doesn't happen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Megan Samples, you are recognized.
Thank you. I'm Megan Sergeant Samples with the Florida League of Cities. First, I just wanted to take a moment to thank Senator Flores for working with us on us hearing our concerns with the Florida League of Cities on this very important issue. I'd also like to thank Senator Brandis for filing this amendment that gets us in a much more palatable posture. With that being said, we still have some major concerns with the public utility easements provision. If local governments are required to bear the cost of relocating utility equipment within a public utility easement, regardless of the reason, it would have a severe negative fiscal impact on local governments, which are your constituents, and greatly increase the cost of completing transportation projects at a time when local governments continue to struggle with funding. The bill prohibits local governments from requiring utilities to pay the cost of equipment relocation unless the utilities are in a right-of-way, as opposed to the current requirement for utility relocations occurring upon, over, under, or along a roadway. Along is the operative word here. The majority of public utility easements are located along the right-of-way. If this provision were to pass, we would likely see local governments being forced to raise your constituents' taxpayers' taxes, and to pay for these projects, the only way to pay for these projects would be to cut back our services. Thank you again to the bill sponsor. We are in a much better position. We are very supportive of this amendment and happy to see it moving along. We would still like to see some work done on the public utility easements provision to make this a fair and equitable solution for all the parties involved.
Are there any questions? One comment, please do not give Senator Brandis an award for this.
I'm nominating him regardless. But no, seriously, thank you all. We want to be able to negotiate again on this. Under this current circumstances, we think it takes it a little bit too far in the other direction, whereas maybe the court case took it too far in one. We want to be able to have this ability to negotiate and work this out and not mandate one entity over the other to bear these costs. So thank you.
Dan Peterson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Dan Peterson. I work for the Center for Property Rights with the James Madison Institute. And I think we would all agree that property rights are absolutely fundamental towards American exceptionalism and the prosperity that we've enjoyed for more than 200 years. And so it's always good public policy to protect private property rights and property rights that are owned by corporations or whatever. Those property rights are often referred to as a bundle of rights, and they include both the possession and dispossession of property. It includes the enjoyment of property, the right to exclude others from that property. But one of the big ones is it's the right to use that property. And in certain cases, an owner of property may grant to another person or another entity the right to use that property. And that's what we refer to as an easement, which is something I know you all know. Now, that ownership of that property, when it is transferred to someone else, that right of easement is transferred with the property. So if I own the property and I've given you an easement, I may sell the property, but that easement travels with that property. And so it's important to understand that the fact that someone else would purchase that property does not extinguish the easement that to which it is on. Now, those things can be negotiated, but generally speaking, that's exactly what happens. And so I think this is where this amendment really provides a great service. It brings clarity to an issue where there seems to be some disagreement currently. And this amendment will do really several things. It protects property rights, which is really fundamental to our existence. It also short circuits the added expenses of the kinds of litigation that may arise out of continued disputes in this area. They don't have to be there. And it's also just good public policy whenever there's a legislation passed that brings clarity to the way we operate. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Thank you. Eric Poole, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Eric Poole for the Florida Association of Counties. This is an issue that consumed an inordinate amount of our time last year. Probably Senator Brandis had more time that he spent on this than we did. But we were very consistent in our message once we understood clearly what the bill did. We had concerns with just Section 3 of the bill that dealt with the right-of-way and our requirement to pay for those relocations. The amendment, thank you, Senator Brandis, Senator Flores, takes care of that. Section 1 of the bill, dealing with easements, our members were very consistent in indicating to us that that was not an issue for them. There still may be one or two outlying counties where they might want to work on that, but from our standpoint, with this amendment, we're neutral on the bill, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. Tracy Hatch, you are recognized.
Mr. Chairman, Senators, thank you. I'm appearing, Tracy Hatch, appearing on behalf of AT&T. This bill, the genesis of this bill started with the Cape Coral case, and you've heard a fair bit about that and how it intrudes on property interests. This bill is essential to clarify what ultimately led to the Cape Coral case. The first part of what the bill does is it clarifies the boundaries of what the right-of-way is and what it is not, and as you heard the reference by Ms. Samples to a long is a very ambiguous term in the law, and it in part led to the Cape Coral decision. You don't know whether it's within the right-of-way but a long or outside the right-of-way of a long, and so you don't know really where the boundary of the jurisdiction of the right-of-way begins and ends. And that's what led to Cape Coral in Zarm 6, because the easement in question was outside the right-of-way. But the judge in part ruled that a long language allowed them to reach outside the right-of-way, subsume the utility easement, and effectively eviscerate the property interest that the utilities had in that public utility easement. And that's why this bill is essential. The last part of the bill that's left now after the amendment is essentially to clarify that when there is utility facilities in a utility easement, and we have to relocate those facilities, it clarifies that the responsibility for payment for those relocations is on the governing body that's making us move at that point, because it essentially is eliminating a property interest of ours, and so we need compensation to move those facilities. I'm happy to answer any questions anyone has.
Any questions? Thank you. And we have another J.C. Flores is representing AT&T as waiving in support for the amendment. Do we have any discussion or debate on the amendment? Senator Brandis, you're recognized to close. All in favor of the amendment, say yay. All opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any appearance forms on the bill? Yes. Eric Poole, you are recognized.
Mr. Chairman, just wanted to cover all my bases. Again, with the bill as amended, then we are neutral on the bill. So.
Thank you. CenturyLink, I'm Jim Smith. You are recognized. Thank you. Charles Dudley, you're recognized. Thank you. Frank Walker, you're recognized. And Brewster Beavis, you're recognized.
Mr. Chairman, Associated Industries waives our common support.
Thank you. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Flores You're recognized to close.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And I want to thank Senator Brandis for his hard work on this issue last year. It was those lots of hours that made this bill and this committee go a little bit smoother. So I just want to close by saying that, again, this bill just clarifies and codifies what current practice is. Now, the cost of local government projects is something that should be transparent to the taxpayer, to the ratepayer, because after all, they are the same person. But I would argue that that might be a separate argument that needs to happen at a separate debate, just kind of from an overall philosophical issue. So with that said, I thank you for your support and look forward to your vote on this bill.
Thank you. And please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 416.
Senator Brusseau?
Yes.
Senator Bradley? Senator Dean?
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Thompson?
Yes.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes. By your vote, so CS for Senate Bill 416 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Yes. Now we're going to turn to tab one, Senate Bill 160 by Senator Gates. His administrative assistant here is Eric. You're recognized.
Oh, how come nobody's named for Senator Hudson?
Yes, we would. Eric, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Senators. Senate Bill 160 simply updates the list of designated operations for which a deployed service member will be exempt from ad valorem taxation for that year. It's something we tried to pass last year but didn't quite make it, so it applies retroactively. As we move on, we know there are some more operations that will be listed, and we intend to add those as they're made public. So that's the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, there are several amendments, I guess. One amendment, 267652 by Senator Brandis. You are recognized to explain the amendment.
It's courtesy.
It's courtesy. It's a technical amendment recommended by staff. It addresses technical concerns regarding the application process, and further, the amendment addresses how an exemption is to be calculated by allowing for deployments both in 2014 and 2015. So that's
very good.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Brandis, you're recognized.
Thank you. One thing we just might want to do is clean up some of these older operations that are kind of outstanding in this bill. So there's some things back from 1999 that we might want to clean up as we go through the process.
Sure. And we're working with staff to try to clean it up so that we don't have to add them every year. So we're trying to figure that out, and we'll be happy to address
all right,
that.
Thank you.
Any other questions? There are no speaker cards on the amendment. Any discussion or debate on the amendment? Eric, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave
close. Wave is closed. All in favor of the amendment say yay. All opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions? There are no appearance forms. Is there any debate on this bill? No debate. Eric, you're recognized to close.
Ask your favorable support.
Thank you. And please call a roll on CS for Senate Bill 160.
Senator Brusseau.
Yes.
Senator Bradley. Senator Dean.
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla.
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Thompson?
Yes.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes. By your vote, so CS for Senate Bill 160 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Now we're going to this riveting bill on tab 3, Senate Bill 190 by Senator Hudson. Is this your first bill, Senator Hudson?
No, sir, Mr. Chair. This would be my third bill.
In this committee?
This would be my first bill in this committee, Mr. Chair.
Just check. I mean, just for the record.
I did file a technical handwritten amendment that TP'd another bill in this committee.
You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill would exempt perpetual conservation easements from having to apply annually for the tax exemption. And there is one amendment, Mr. Chair.
Right. Are there any questions before we take up the amendment? Seeing none, we're taking up amendment 418604 by Senator Hudson. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a technical amendment that does what I just explained earlier, and it also adds that this exemption no longer applies if the property use is changed.
Thank you. There are no speaker cards on the amendment. Discussion or debate on the amendment? All in, you're recognized to close on the amendment?
Wave close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, nay. I'm sure the amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. There are no appearance forms on the bill. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Hudson, you're recognized to close on the bill.
We have closed, Mr. Chair.
And please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 190.
Senator Brusseau?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Dean?
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Thompson?
Yes.
Senator Brandis? Senator Simpson?
Yes. By your vote, show CS for Senate Bill 190 is reported favorably. Is there any other business to come before the committee?
I move we rise.
Senator Abruzzo then moves we rise.